الحمد لله وكفى، والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Since last year sometime we are busy with a series of talks with regard to our ta'aleem, our madrasas. And this was in focusing that students evaluate and value the studies they are getting, what you have come here for. Now we won't carry on with the talk at the moment, just summarize what we have been discussing since last year, and that will be only the topics, the details won't be possible to be mentioned again. That first of all, that as youth, the age group you are in, there are so many millions of other children in the world in this age group also. But many of them are gone in different things. Some are gone for university studies, etc. Some are gone to work. And how many are just wasting their time? How many are in drugs at this time? In girls, in all other evil things. Allah has chosen you to come for deen studies. Then that wasn't so important. More important than that is that you are doing your Islamic studies and your deen studies, and you are doing it in the correct way. Otherwise, today people are studying online also, becoming ulama online, so that you can evaluate and value the value of what you are studying and what you are getting here. Then those who are studying at Darul Ulooms, many are totally university Western style Darul Ulooms. How they sit in the class, the lessons that are given, then the curriculum also is not an Islamic curriculum. In fact, so much stress or more stress is given to Western education. And while on that point, one very important point that we should understand is that when we are doing Islamic studies, for what are we doing it? For Islam, for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if not, if Islamic studies not only are highlighted, but if it is not the only thing you are studying, and like in many places they study some university degree also together with it, or they prepare you to go to university, or other secular subjects are added also with the curriculum, then by nature people give preference to those secular studies, to what they call academic studies. But if academic is referred to something superior, then your real academic studies are your Islamic studies, not your other dunya subjects like maths or science or language or anything else. So when the two go together, preference is given to worldly education, to what we call secular, or we call it academic, or we call it Western education. Then the very purpose for what you are studying, to promote Islam, to preserve Islam, that very object becomes defeated. Because now when you have got secular education, you also will want to go and teach secular subjects for which you are going to get more money. If you are teaching maths and science, etc., you are going to get more money whether you are teaching in an Islamic school or whether you are teaching at a school, at a university, compared to a ustad who's teaching in a maktab. What he is getting and what the other person is getting who's teaching secular subjects is much more. So by nature, you will go for that. So the object for which you study to preserve Islam is totally defeated. And the object is not realized at all. And in fact, preference is given to the other non-Islamic subjects. So there is a very important point to understand. So many places in the world today, even our so-called, our madrasas are going in that direction. So also what we want you to understand is evaluate and value your studies at this madrasa, though it is in the context of where pure Islamic education is given. But yet see the difference in there. So on that, there were few points that we had discussed, the system that we have, the value of the Urdu language, etc. All that also we had discussed in quite a bit of detail, that how important it is to get the value, to understand the value of the Urdu language, which will give you the value of your Islamic studies. And yes, our madrasa, just very briefly I will mention, we will carry on bit by bit as time permits, but very briefly, our madrasa situation is such that right our first batch of students who studied Yatal, Hidayah, Overlain, etc., and then they went to Dioban to go and study. And Dioban at that time had just passed a rule, they won't accept any student in Dora Hadith who didn't do Mawquf Ali in Dioban, Mishkat Sharif, etc. But the students went and they said the only way we were going to entertain the possibility of admitting you is you write a written exams. There were five students, they wrote their written exams, and then I met Maulana Arshad Madani, the Ahmad Barakatum in Medina Sharif after some time in the Haram of Medina. And as we just started speaking, so he says, I know you and I know your madrasa very well. From your students that came and the papers they wrote and what high standard there was, I have understood already what level of education you are imparting there in Azadwar. Now just this year, now presently student who completed last year wanted to do Darul Ifta in Mufti Taqi Usmani's madrasa. Mufti Taqi Usmani, there is one brother in Azadwell who has got very close relationship, so they asked him to speak to Mufti Taqi Usmani. Mufti Saab said that we won't just accept him like that, we have got very stringent rules and our standard is very high, he'll have to write an exam and if he passes then we will accept him. This morning after Fajr, this brother told me that he passed with flying colors, and that Mufti Saab said, I never realized that the standard of education in Azadwell is so high. So this is what you people are getting here. This is what I'm saying, evaluate and value what you are getting. Understand that in this madrasa, what you are getting. So all the rules that we have got here, they are not just put there for nothing. They are in order to produce that caliber of ulama, which if you will submit to, inshallah, you will be also of that category and of that quality of ulama. So inshallah, of what we have discussed, we will carry on from Monday onwards, inshallah, yawmul ithnain. Subhanallah.